Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banterbox Radio. Take it all off.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 102 for this February the 28th, 2017. My name is Thomas Towson. The guy over here, he's Dan Knight. He's the other one.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the other one.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good to be the other one, too.
Does it feel as good? It should.
If not better.
That, yes.
Than being one
yeah.
other.
Uh-huh. That feels... I like your approach to this. That's a very positive attitude to have.
No. Actually, you know what? I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to be the other one.
Your opinions change. You don't want to be the other one.
Yeah.
Do you want to be the other one?
I'd rather be the one other.
Oh, okay. You can be the one other.
Okay.
That's fine. If that'll keep you on, okay. You can be the one other.
Another one other.
I mean, he really is. He's just the other. So okay. It's a... But he can't hear me say this. It's okay. It's
what is he? It sounds like he's just talking to somebody.
So we're back again this week to do the same thing that we do each and every week.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh.
And, so we don't need to explain it.
We don't. But let's pretend that we don't know what it is, or I don't know what it is.
But we're going to be in big trouble if you don't know what it is.
You tell me what we do each week.
Oh, okay.
This show, not elsewhere.
In general.
Yeah.
Because that gets personal.
Yeah, and it starts getting weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear about it.
There's some weird, freaky, like, sex stuff, and it's no good, you know? No one has a good time.
You don't like it. You just have to do it, because it's part of your routine. No, what we do on this show specifically is we find bizarre stories, news articles, things that have happened around the world. Within about a week's time since the last time we did it.
Yeah.
And we share them ever so gently.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of news is it?
Oh, it's stanky.
Oh.
It's weird. Some would consider bizarre, gross, humorous.
Stanky news.
Stanky. Sometimes dark comedy.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's the news equivalent of leaving bologna out in the sun for maybe like a couple days that also has a little bit of smear of mayonnaise on the top. You put a little mayonnaise on top of the bologna.
Why would you do that?
You just leave it out in the sun on the stoop.
Why would you put mayonnaise on something you were going to leave out in the sun?
Because how else are you going to have stoop bologna, Dan?
Is that a recipe?
Yeah.
Is that something that your family made
when you were
a child?
You take one piece of bologna, you put a little smear of mayonnaise on top, okay. You leave it on the stoop for 2 to 3 days.
Like on a plate or just literally right on that concrete?
No, right. Well, hey, come on now. It's a wooden stoop.
Oh, okay.
No, actually,
classy.
Yeah, let's say it's concrete. Yeah, you got to put it on concrete. That way you get the bottom sizzle too. So you leave that out overnight, 2 to 3 days.
Only, overnight, uh-huh. 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, during the summer. And what happens is it cooks up a nice hot stink. And that is the kind of news that we have collected in a jar. We've got an essence of that news stink.
Okay.
And we've brought it with us.
Just to clarify, what is the mayonnaise that you're putting on top of? In this analogy that you've created, what is the mayonnaise in conjunction to the news stories?
I think mayonnaise is an integral part because it really adds to the gross stinkiness. Mm-hmm. You know, like you can't leave mayonnaise outside. It gets extra terrible. So extra strength. It's the like...
The extra strength.
Strength. It's the extra stink. It's kind of like... It's the Florida.
Okay.
To the mayonnaise. News articles. Yeah, the mayonnaise is... You can say that Florida is a lot like mayonnaise left out for a few days in the hot sun.
It's old and white.
and kind of gross. Yep. Oh, Florida. We love you. But, I mean...
I mean,
you know, in the same kind of love that like your parents love you, so like you don't want to be too close. You have to but we don't want to like deal with you too much, you know? It's good to make fun of you every once in a while and talk about you with our friends about the dumb things you've done.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Don't call.
I'm not inviting you over to my house.
Yeah.
Florida.
Wow. That's.
Well, I mean, like, not for an extended stay. You can come over and we can hang out a little bit. But
yeah, but I've definitely already converted your bedroom into a workout room.
Okay.
So. So we're going to get into that shortly. But before we do, today is a special day.
Course.
And much like each day, it has a national day, and it's an important one. It is National Public Sleeping Day.
What? Like sleeping in public?
Yeah. Go out and sleep in public.
Okay.
There's actually people who really get into this holiday. They're super into it, and some of them do it every day.
They're called homeless people.
Yeah. And they just get really into the holiday spirit. Was that maybe a little too off color? Maybe. But
no.
We're pushing it here. But
it's not a joke if it's real, if it happens.
That's not how that works. But yeah. celebrate by sleeping in public. Today's also another national day, which I included because it fits in.
Oh.
It's also National Tooth Fairy Day.
Okay.
So if you want to celebrate both, instead of you sleeping in public, find someone else who is celebrating the holiday
mm-hmm.
and go put a little coin under their pillow and then rip a tooth out of their mouth. They probably if there isn't one under their pillow, they've forgotten. So just do it for them. Yes, put the coin underneath and then take the tooth as fast as you can, rip it out, and then run away.
Okay, because they are going to be real sore.
Yeah, collect it from as many people as you can and fashion a chainmail out of it.
Out of human teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody came up to me in chainmail made of human teeth, I would be very afraid of them.
Yeah, that's something out of nightmares.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to be the most feared warrior this side of the Mississippi, collect teeth from homeless people. No, not from homeless people. Just people celebrating.
Weird advice, yeah.
Yeah. So,
but sound advice.
Well, I don't provide anything less.
Unsound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do. All the time.
Wow, that's rude. Dan, you have prepared a fine selection of articles.
Yes, I have.
Would you like to present them? Succulently?
I will. And how do I do that in succulently?
That's not my job.
Great. All right. Police in Jacksonville are perplexed as they get another bizarre excuse from a Florida man.
Wait a minute, Florida? Jacksonville, Florida?
The Jacksonville, Florida.
Huh. This has got to be, that's probably the first time we've had Florida on the show.
Well, I'm just laying the mayo out.
Oh, I got it. So I like it.
You got to start fresh. You got to put it on first.
Okay. And I'll provide the ears with which to listen to. That'll be the bologna.
The sizzle. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll be the bologna. You be the mayonnaise. All right.
Let's call the whole thing off. Quote, the dog shot my girlfriend.
Oh.
Brian Murphy told officers that he let his dog Diesel outside.
Diesel.
That's
right. The most Florida dog name I've ever heard.
After the dog woke him up. So he went out and he did his business. Then they both returned into the bedroom. And the bedroom lights were all off. It was completely dark.
Ooh, how romantic. How romantic.
When you want to, you know, slip into bed with your dog.
Mm-hmm.
The dog walked into the room before Brian, and shortly after this, he saw the flash and heard the bang. Summer Miracle, which is a really weird name.
Oh, that's her name.
Summer
Miracle. Oh, I thought you were saying, like, oh, there was a Summer Miracle, and she wasn't dead.
No, that's her name.
Summer Miracle.
Which is like some sort of like, I want to say like a comic book character or something.
That's the name that only exists in a commune.
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird hippie name.
Hi, I'm Summer Miracle.
Yes,
Summer Raindrop Miracle.
Raindrop was given to me because it's my grandmother's first name.
And she got it from a shaman.
Okay.
homeless shaman.
Hey, that's a callback.
Yeah.
All right.
Summer Miracle gets shot.
Uh-oh.
In her sleep. And Murphy says, Diesel jumped up on the nightstand where My gun was sitting.
Of course. As any good Florida resident knows, you have a gun on your side table.
Loaded.
Yeah, course. Loaded. And pointed in the direction of where you
of
might be.
Yeah, that only makes sense. And then it went off, shooting Summer in the right leg.
Mm.
So she was taken to the hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. She's okay.
She's fine. What they didn't know is the dog was aiming for the face, though. That dog was paid a fine price to put out a hit, and he failed.
It's a little silly at first, like, to consider, like, oh, yeah, my dog shot my girlfriend.
It's Florida,
yeah. But I can honestly say, yeah, I can totally see that happening.
I can see it happening, yeah, sure.
Because my dog could probably do that, too.
Mm.
My dog is the biggest klutz,
mm-hmm.
and I can't even explain the body movement she does when mm-hmm. she's moving from place to place.
Yeah, it's weird.
She's just a blob of fur and claws.
Yeah, more like a thin, sinewy.
Yeah, that's true. Blur. She's not a blob.
Yeah, she's a thin blur.
She's aerodynamic when she's bounding into my face at 2 a.m.
That's a very Florida article.
Yeah.
And I want, well, no, I think what needs to be said has already been said, which is why was there a gun on the side table? Why was it loaded? Why was it pointed in the general direction?
Why would you name your dog Diesel?
Why would you name your dog Diesel? Which is the biggest question I think we need to ask ourselves today.
It's still not the most Florida article. I feel like the most Florida article...
Well, they're all high on meth.
Yeah, I feel like the most Florida article was when you did the one about the guy who went on a meth bender,
mm-hmm.
cut off his penis and fed it to a gator.
Oh, yeah. His testicles. It was yeah. And cut them off.
He neutered himself.
Yeah, and fed them to an alligator.
Fed them to an alligator.
That's
so Florida.
Yeah. Yep.
That's so Raven.
And then he ate an orange and then
put on a Disney hat.
Yep.
And then
went
got in a trailer.
He retired.
And then retired.
Okay. So the next article we have this week is if you're a little bit if you are of the male persuasion.
Okay.
And you perhaps are a little bit squeamish about your downstairs mix-up. This might be uncomfortable for you.
Good.
I've discovered a new martial arts style.
Oh.
Yeah. Master Wei Yao Bin, probably, is considered one of the world's best practitioners of iron crotch kung fu. It's a relatively obscure form of martial arts. I see the look on your face. You're looking at me saying, iron crotch? What?
What is this new age medicine?
Well, it's a really obscure form of martial arts in which combatants learn to build strength and endurance by subjecting themselves to strong blows in the groin area. Quote, I have learned this kung fu skill since I turned 67 years old, he says. I think it's good for my health. I bet it is.
You think so, huh?
I think, yeah. One video shows him whacking himself repeatedly in the groin with a brick. While another video shows one of his students practicing by having his private smashed with a battering ram.
Oh my god. What is happening?
This is real. This is real. I've seen the video footage. Master Wei has been practicing this odd form of martial arts for 10 years in the city of Liaoyang.
How is this martial arts?
That's a good question. Maybe you just block only with your penis.
That's what I was thinking.
You have to keep jumping in the air and deflecting shots.
With just your groin?
It's a bit weird. Maybe it's a martial art in the same way that Tai Chi is, where it's not as conventional. Maybe it's more of like a inner strength, inner sort of, you know, workout and inner betterness. You know, sort of a betterness.
An inner betterness.
Maybe that's what this is about. And actually... spoilers, that's exactly what this is about.
Okay.
He quotes, I insist on doing it every day, he says. I believe it builds up resistance, and I have gotten less fever and colds than before. The two are correlated, Dan. Do you know if you punch yourself in the dick a whole bunch, all your colds go away?
What?
Actually, if you want to, when you get sick, if you on the first signs of an oncoming cold, punch yourself right in the tip.
I think
as hard as you can.
That's Grandma taught me that.
Yeah.
She gave me some chicken soup and she punched me in the dick.
Those two things were unrelated.
Like, oh, you getting a bit of a chill? Yeah.
getting smacked in the crotch usually takes guys or makes guys a little upset.
You'd say. A little upset.
I don't think that's a socially acceptable thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the master claims it helps men overcome issues like erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation. The way it helps, by the way, doing that is that you don't have erectile dysfunction because there's no dysfunction when it just doesn't work at all.
Yeah. It's the off button.
You've pulped it. Yeah. And the premature ejaculation, it cures it because you also don't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly just hamburger the whole thing down there. You just ruin everything.
You take a meat tenderizer to it, like one of those meat tenderizing hammers.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, the guy took a battering ram to the groin.
Something that's used on doors.
Yeah, like on a pendulum. They pulled it back. I'm making hand gestures, but you can't see. But pull it back,
mm-hmm.
and then they dropped it from a high distance, and it smashed into the loins.
I feel like...
Which he leaned into, by the way.
Good.
Yeah. So, take that with a penis full of hammer. However, there is no scientific evidence to back up any theories that this guy has been talking about, which is not surprising.
Mm-hmm.
As odd as it sounds, the master claims iron crotch kung fu is the next big thing. I bet it is. Ugh. I bet people are lining up at his door to punch themselves in the dick. more and more masters are opening studios to teach it and attracting an increasing number of people to learn it, he says. I don't think that's true. And maybe you're just sort of collecting people who fetishize that kind of thing. I think maybe that's...
There are people out there that enjoy that kind of thing. Yeah.
You know, if you're pretty enough, male or female, it doesn't matter, but if you're pretty enough and you've got a good enough punch, someone will pay you. You Craigslist that thing, somebody will pay you to punch you in the penis.
Well, stay tuned, because...
Oh, is there a related... Oh, wow, that's what a coincidence. That's great.
Spoiler alert.
Alrighty, well, let's move on to numero tres.
A new performance art piece is making a real stink as an argument ensued whether or not feces was involved.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, spoilers!
Michael Clemens of the Houston two-person band / performance art group.
Whoa, the Michael Clemens of the two-person something band group?
That's right. All those things. Sonic Rabbit Hole. You know, in case you want to iTunes
that's the name
their music.
Of it. Yeah,
that's the name of their group.
Let's check out some Sonic Rabbit Hole.
Mm. So he and his partner decided to make a statement against the venue they were performing at. So on Friday at the Avant Garden... Clemens decided to fill a bag with a protein shake and give himself an enema. With the assistance of his partner, of course. I mean, you can't be going at it alone.
You're not
going
to be solo enemying.
Lone wolfing.
Yeah. Someone's got to pump. Someone's got to aim the nozzle at people's faces.
And somebody's got to scream.
That's right. So that takes three people.
We were going to do an endurance piece, he explained. I'd have the enema, do some light calisthenics, and see how long I'd last before I had to go and then run to the bathroom. Didn't have anything to do with the person with cancer, Clemens told Huffington Post. It was a statement to the venue that you're not avant-garde.
Oh, man. I'm so not avant-garde.
Now, you may be asking yourself, wait, what does a person with cancer have to do with this guy giving himself an enema?
Yeah, I was asking that.
Nothing. There's really nothing. Except that the venue was a charity to raise money to help a local artist with cancer.
Oh, okay.
The same venue where Classy Clemens pulled down his pants, put a shake in his butt. So, you know.
Well,
gotta make a statement.
Eddie Murphy always did say, put a boogie in your butt. So that might be the same thing.
It's almost exactly one for one the same thing. Here's the thing. It doesn't really end there because something went awry during the performance.
Oh, you mean other than doing a live enema?
Yes.
Was that not awry enough?
The bag and the tube started spilling its contents onto the stage and spilled out everywhere.
Chocolate breakfast shake everywhere.
While Clemens assured the press it was just the shake, the owner of Avant Garden, Mariana Lemesov disagrees. Quote, "My bartender was throwing up behind the bar," she told Huffington Post. "Plus, it was indecent exposure. They made performance art look bad," which doesn't take much.
No.
"It was disgusting. It was a health hazard," she said. "Everybody at that point was really shocked. And then he proceeded to defecate on the stage and splatter feces everywhere."
Oh, my God. You know what? It's a gallery, right? Is that what we're... It's kind of what we're talking about. It's not really a gallery. It's more like a studio or a...
Yeah.
Or a hosting event. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this place, it's really their fault. When you are so pretentious that you name your place Avant Garden, which is the dumbest name I've ever heard, you can't not expect someone to show up and shove a tube up their butt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen.
As a protest to the fact that they're not avant-garde.
Yeah. Ooh. You're not avant-garde enough for avant-garde.
I'll prove it by pooping on all over your property.
Maybe it's like a very artsy Olive Garden.
Yeah.
It's
a restaurant.
Yeah, do you get a free unlimited breadsticks to shove up your anus? To enema with?
Well, those are extra cuz you got to get the ones without like all the salt cuz that'll really grind its way in.
Yeah, that's no good. You're going to have a salty butthole.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
Some people do.
Maybe. I'm sure some people do.
There is plenty more to this article, but I will spare you the gritty details. Please. Needless to say that she went on to complain that her staff spent the next... they had to basically close down this fundraiser and complain that this guy made it so they weren't able to raise nearly as much money as they wanted to. And that they spent the next 3 hours cleaning up the bathroom because he went to the bathroom and exploded his poop everywhere else there. And he's like, "Oh no, it was just in the toilet. I flushed it, and I was gonna clean it up, but she didn't let me. She was angry at me. I wonder why." So.
And where was this?
This was in Houston,
Texas. Mm-hmm. Everything's bigger in Texas,
including the BMs.
The BMs. That's right. Great. That's awful.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's
absolutely terrible. It just goes. It just really hammers home the fact that we don't appreciate performance art.
No.
Between the two of us.
No, we don't. It's got to be. It depends. We're not going to get into the whole discussion. Right. But
there's probably performance art out there that I do appreciate. I just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. All righty. Well. Let's move on swiftly to the next article.
Okay.
Dan, I don't know if you know.
I don't.
We have a new president.
What?
Yeah, we do. And some people don't like that. Some people are a little sour about the whole ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not too happy with what's going on. And some of those people are witches.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think that's very nice to be name-calling people, though.
No, they're actual witches.
Oh, okay.
A document making its rounds among the witch community, which I didn't know existed, is asking people who practice the craft to perform a monthly binding ritual until President Donald Trump is removed from office.
Okay.
In order to work, the mass spell must be performed at midnight Eastern Standard Time. As everyone knows, witches only work on the East Coast.
Yeah, I mean, it throws everything off.
On every waning crescent moon. The first one has already happened. It happened last Friday.
Okay.
And will be followed by similar spellcast events on March 26th, April 24th, and May 23rd, and beyond. It's going to keep going.
Okay.
Unless, of course, Trump is cast out of office before then. Using their Wiccan magic or witch magic to cast him out.
Is that what this is? So that's their
goal,
the spell is to...
Yeah. Okay. Michael M. Hughes, who writes about the paranormal, posted the spell online. He stressed that a binding spell is different than a curse or hex. This is a binding spell.
Okay.
Quote, "It's a restraint, not a harm," Hughes said. "I see it as self-defense." Hughes said he heard that two separate witch groups were planning the spells and asked if he could take it to a wider audience. The spell instructions have gone viral, and there's a group on Facebook dedicated to answering all the questions people may have. Gotta hit up that Facebook witch group.
Yeah.
That's where all the good Facebook witches are.
Hashtag witches bewitching.
Yes. Performing the spell takes a good deal of dedication. Including amassing the following. Are you ready? I'm going to tell you how to do this spell if you'd like to participate at home.
Get your pens and pencils and papers ready.
And quills.
Oh, quills.
Because you're a witch. That's... You've got to have a quill.
But I can't be wizard.
Nailed it. Okay, so here's what you'll need.
Okay.
An unflattering photo of Trump, a tower tarot card.
Okay.
Tiny stub of an orange candle or orange carrot, a pin or small nail to inscribe the candle, white candle, any size, representing the element of fire, small bowl of water, representing elemental water, small bowl of salt, representing elemental earth, feather, any kind, representing the element of air, matches or a lighter, and an ashtray or dish of sand. All right, have you got that? Okay, great. Maybe people at home are participating. Let me walk you through it a little bit.
Okay.
Practitioners are supposed to prepare by writing Donald J. Trump on the orange candle stub with a pin or nail. Then they arrange the other items in a circle and lean the tower card against something so it's standing up. Of course. Hughes suggested reading the 23rd Psalm aloud before beginning the spell by lighting a white candle. Next, practitioners are supposed to burn the photo with the orange candle, chanting, "So mote it be." But if that sounds a little too witchy, Hughes says a simple, "You're fired," will also work. The spell is completed by burying the candle stub or carrot, or by discarding it in running water. When the ceremony is over, Hughes says it's crucial to ground yourself by laughing loud and hearty, since, quote, Trump hates people laughing at him. He admits the spell has a satirical element, but insists that, quote, doesn't invalidate it. Okay, hashtag witch be witching, and witch is gonna be witching, okay? It might seem funny, but witch gonna be witching.
It's like an ABC Family show.
quote, "I'm okay with people calling it a stunt," he said. "The spell can still be effective. I think it's already working. Some Christian groups are calling for a day of prayer to counteract the spell. That's magic right there." When people do a ritual, that's changing consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a bit of a lengthy thing, but if you feel like, if you feel dissatisfied with the current political climate, you too can be a witch and or wizard. I don't think you can be and. Well, maybe. It depends. But you can be a witch or wizard and cast a spell. And maybe nothing will happen. Maybe something will. That's magic for you.
It's just a roll of the dice.
Mm-hmm. Or it's magic.
Or it's witches bewitching.
Whoa! Witches bewitching. 2017.
Hashtag. I think you should start working on a theme song. For witches bewitching.
It's a sitcom.
Yeah.
Three witches living in a suburban house who inexplicably are able to afford the cost of living there despite not having a job. And they cast spells and fight demons. Oh, wait. That's
Charmed?
Charmed. That's Charmed.
Or Sabrina.
Yeah, Sabrina. okay, so let's move on, Daniel.
So. I have some things.
What do you have?
I have some amount of articles.
Okay, you don't have any articles. That sounds like there might be a problem. If only there was something that could swoop in and maybe save the day. Maybe a bit of the ABCs?
Yeah.
Always be Craigin'.
It's time again to dive deep into the dark corners of Craigslist for more insight into the human mind. This segment sponsored by the National Sleeping in Public Foundation. Part 2. Our first scene opens on a lonely man looking for loving in all the wrong places.
Header. Kick me in the balls? M for W. Hi. I'm looking for a girl who's willing to kick me in the balls. Lol, yes, I'm serious. I'm in my 20s. If you have any questions about this, I'll answer them. Reply if you're interested with the subject line, "I'm interested," to filter out the bots.
A family classic. Our next scene shows an individual can put a price on happiness.
Header. Selling my fart. $10. Selling my fart for $10. Price is negotiable, but no lower than $5.
Charming. Our final scene this week closes on an aspiring horticulturist looking to sprout the seeds of love.
Header. Unemployed pothead searching for long-term relationship. M4W, Grand Prairie. What's up, bitches? My name is Jonathan. People call me J-Bone, but you can just call me Jay. I smoke weed every day, and I don't have a job, and I still live at home with my parents. I like playing PS4. My favorite game is GTA 5 Online, 'cause it's the only game I can afford. I'm Hispanic/Mexican, but my skin is white like a gringo. I was born here in the U.S. I'm 21 years old and looking for some reason to live. Love, peace, and chicken grease.
A touching tale. This concludes this week's Always Be Craigin. And we're back with one final article to wrap up this week.
Yay.
Dan, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I was born Bready. To run.
Are you ready, Freddy? Spaghetti? Got him.
No. Mm. Oh. I'm not ready for that okay. array of rhyming.
Well, now I feel a little... Okay, anyway. A burglar broke into a UK sex shop, then watched a porn film before finally stealing a love doll. The thief smashed his way into the adult shop in Bury, Greater Manchester, through the roof, causing $1,900 worth of damage.
Yikes.
He then browsed the store's sex toys, but clearly had his eyes on one particular product. A $350 Heidi Lauritsen life-size inflatable doll.
Wow.
You know the one.
Oh, I'm quite familiar. I've got a few of them at home.
Well, you started a collection.
Yeah.
You have to rotate one each day. You don't want to use one too much.
They might deflate.
Yeah, that's right. He starts getting a Monday-sized hole in it, and that's no good.
A Monday size?
but he wasn't done.
Oh, okay.
As he then appeared to have watched a pornographic DVD that was sitting on the shop's counter.
I mean, it was sitting there.
Yep, he was just sitting there. And he then finally fled back through the hole in the roof with only the doll in his possession.
Yeah, okay.
Owner Alan Brook told local news, quote, "I don't see a need to break in. We're cheap enough. Don't be shy. Give us a try." Good slogan. Keep it up. You nailed it. One, it's 15 minutes.
Wait, you said it was $300, this sex doll.
Yeah. That's nothing compared to what was in the store, though. When Alan arrived at the shop the morning after the theft last Sunday, he found the DVD the man had watched was still playing on a loop. He then realized what had happened. He also found all the items were still in the shop, except for the Heidi doll, although the box it sits in was left behind by the burglar.
Oh, okay.
He left the box. He didn't want the box. He wanted the sex doll.
What if you have to return it, though? You got to think smart.
You can't use it. You can't return a used sex doll. I'm pretty sure. I haven't done it myself.
Well, you can't return it to that shop.
That's true.
You can always bring it to a pawn shop.
Some people might pay more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For gently used.
Ugh, gently used. We've talked about gently used.
Gently used sex toy items.
Where were we? We were somewhere around here. Quote from Alan, "There's a lot of valuable stuff here he could have taken, like a computer and DVD player, and a $12,000 photocopier."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there must be $30,000 worth of kit in there. But the only doll that... That doll was the thing that was taken.
Had his eyes on the price.
That's right. $350 sex doll. Not any of the goods. Not the money in the register or anything like that.
I feel like if you were a shop owner and you got robbed.
Yeah.
For whatever you got stolen from you. The last thing you want to say is, we have so much more expensive things you could
please,
steal.
Please come back.
Yeah.
Please come back.
You're missing out on a great opportunity.
He goes on to say, "It makes me wonder whether somebody has broken in just to steal that doll. Yeah, I'd say so. And to watch a porno.
But not even, apparently got distracted. Or did he make it all the way through?
Yeah, well, I don't, probably. I think it's weird that he was there to steal something and then was like, oh, but I can wait. It can wait for this. He had to watch the goods, you know, he had to watch a pornography.
Well, we've had so many weird articles about people breaking into other people's houses and napping.
Yeah, that's true. This is certainly not not anything too weird compared to that. Quote, it's obvious they've been watching porn on the office computer.
Mm-hmm.
The cheeky bugger. But apart from the damage, nothing else has been stolen.
Well,
They broke in, stole a sex doll, watched a porno. And
had
then,
to clean up a little bit.
Yep, left through the hole they broke in from, you know, in the ceiling, and then left. We never heard from again.
Did he leave any DNA evidence, maybe, near the where the pornographic video was playing?
I don't get what you mean. What do you mean, Dan?
Oh, I meant he ejaculated.
Oh, that's gross.
Yes.
Okay.
But you could use it to catch the criminal.
Ew.
The investigator comes up and he like puts his pinky in it and like licks it.
Oh no! Too far! Gross!
This tastes like Jack down the street. We'll catch you yet.
That's gross.
That he knows.
And yeah, and that's a great way to end this week, folks. I hope you enjoyed the additional part two segment of Always Be Craig in this week.
Mm-hmm.
We intend to keep doing it as the good stuff keeps coming, you know?
Yeah, it won't be. It probably won't be every week, but
no, certainly not. As it becomes available, we'll do
it. Yeah.
But so you can look forward to more of that if you like it. If you don't like it, it's still going to happen, but maybe you dread it. Yeah, maybe you're
and
like,
that'll
oh,
be something
God.
To not look forward to.
That guy's going to do a weird voice and put some classical music. I'm not into that kind of thing. Yeah. I don't like masterpiece theater. all right, folks, that's gonna wrap it up for the week. Is there anything upcoming? I don't think so. I expect we will see an episode of Jason Hex in the near future.
I believe so. I spoke with Doug. He said that there's another one coming.
It's around about that time, so it makes sense.
Vic's on break right now,
so we'll update you as we get closer to that.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, let me tell you where you can find OS. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com, this particular show under the Bannerbox Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website or by sending us an email at bbr@ghostshipradio.com, where you can submit articles if that, you know, suits your fancy. Whatever you want to do. And that's all for this week.
And remember, Theodore and Eleanor Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, and Harry Truman all reported sightings of Abraham Lincoln's ghost at the White House.
Thanks for joining us. This is checking, mic checking, check.
Checking the mic and check your Michael Checkster stains.
Mm-hmm.
Checker Sharps.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.